Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
Oh, now this is great. Not great news, but did you hear about the CEO of Dulux Paints, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Was found frozen to death at the top of Mount Everest overnight.
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, terrible news. Rescuers that found him believe that all he needed was a second coat.
Oh, no.
Another coat.
Yeah, the old painting reference. Because he was the boss of Dulux.
Oh, no.
Come on, fam. Ease out of the blocks every Monday, don't you?
That's not bad.
No, it is bad. It is. It's bad.
Well, here we go, Jim. This is a good one. I came out of the bathroom the other night, Jim. I just had my shower, stark naked, and I just walked into the bedroom. Mm. The doll said to me, I said to the doll, Jim, babe, can you shut the curtains? I don't want the neighbours to see me naked. She said, don't worry about that. If the neighbours see you naked, they'll shut their own curtains. Yes, Jim. Did you get that?
I do.
Yeah.
Your big guts.
No.
I don't want to be seen.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No. Jim. Imagine the neighbours. What is that? Shut the curtains.
Oh, it's Munich again.
Shut the gate. Bit of a dad joke for you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. It's just gone off. Just pad there, Jim. It's just gone off the screen.
His screen's turned off.
Oh, well, no. Your joke did do very well online yesterday.
Oh, thank you, Rabs.
I will admit that.
And a so bit of credit.
No. I'm not giving you credit.
Got it back now.
Right. Okay, good.
A man is in the supermarket, Jim, and he's buying one banana, one apple, and one egg. The female cashier says, "You must be single." The man answers, "Wow, how did you know that?" "Because you're bloody ugly."
Oh, no. Just a real ordinary one.
I thought it was single because it's just
one.
Oh, what a pity.
Never call us again.
Not bad. Wednesday, no. Jim. I've had
never
a good...
call us again, please.
Shut up.
Listen. I love how he just tailed off there, too. Never call us again, please.
Jimmy boy, this was back when I had one leg. And I was standing at the ATM, Jim.
Yes.
With my one leg.
With your one leg, right. But amazingly, you've grown that other leg back again.
It just grew back pretty quick, too. And a lady was walking past and asked, "Can I help? Can she help me?"
Right.
That's what you were
That's
asking,
it. Oh, no,
Jim.
We got and that tool, yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm just checking my balance.
Oh, no.
No,
there's a bill. That's the state's in lockdown.
I know.
We need lifting more than ever, and that's the best you can come up
Guess
with.
Guess who that's
from? I'm just checking my balance.
Eileen.
Oh, no.
From Scotland.
Yeah, oh, really?
Her name's Eileen.
You didn't twig, maybe?
No, it's Irene, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is not real fruity. It's just a bit out there. Right. We apologise to everyone.
Oh, you're apologising in advance of telling the joke.
Exactly. And if we've missed you, don't worry, we'll get you at some stage. But a man and his ever-nagging wife went on vacation to Jerusalem, Jim.
Mm, I see.
Nice trip. While they were there, the wife passes away. Very unfortunate. The undertaker told the husband, "You can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here, right here, for $150. The man thought about it and told him he would have her shipped home. The undertaker said, "What? Why would you spend $5,000 to ship your wife home when it would be wonderful to have her buried here and it only costs $150? The man replied, "Well, a long time ago, a man died here, was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. I just can't take that chance."
Oh, no. Biblical.
Biblical.
You're going biblical with the fruity joke.
Jerusalem. And the three wise men.
I'm aware of the whole
just couldn't
the manger.
They went to do that in Adelaide and they couldn't find three wise men.
Then a little drive-by.
He's tipping again.
Just have a little. Another go at Adelaide.
Guess what else? They couldn't find a virgin.
Enough.
And the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there?
Yeah, right.
With the snake, the...
What
happened to it?
For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.